Governor Parnell and First Lady Sandy Parnell held the 99th annual holiday open house at the governor's mansion yesterday. It's among the most popular holiday events in the capital city, with eager citizens lining up around the block to get a picture taken with the first couple. KTOO's Danny Peterson has more.
The aroma of more than 24,000 cookies, 100 pounds of fudge, and several gallons of hot cider filled the mansion lobby as Parnell gave a message of thanks for this holiday season.
One, two, three. Merry Christmas!
I think just as we gather in this great home of the people of Alaska, it's good to remember and give thanks for all we have and for who we are as a people. It's also good to remember the men and women of our military who are overseas right now and their families, and also just to give thanks for them. So that's our message, is one, to let's enjoy this time as a community and let's give thanks for who we are as a people.
This year, the governor says he will split his time between Juneau and Anchorage to visit family in both cities. The Parnell clan is embracing the newest member of the family.
We're working on getting a fifth stocking here for Austin, for our son-in-law, but we're going to enjoy our newest member of the family as well.
Yeah, layers of happy memories are happening.
Parnell's daughter, Grace, married Austin Adams this past year at the mansion. The house itself underwent about $1 million worth of repairs and weatherization improvements, which, for the past couple of months, displaced the first family to an apartment in town.
We rented an apartment here. We had workers inside the house. We're looking forward to actually being back in the house this week.
As the crowd grew outside, Parnell's cabinet members took the initiative by serving cider and cookies to them on platters. Visitors gave a variety of reasons for coming, from wanting to see the improved mansion, a taste for something sweet, or simply staying in touch with the community.
Because I really wanted to see the governor's mansion.
To see all the improvements to the governor's mansion and eat some free cookies.
It's good watching the little kids having fun, and it's great for us big kids getting out.
My name's Jacqueline Fonda, and I came to see the governor.
To see the gingerbread houses, because I went to DZ and they have them.
To hopefully get a hug, second year in a row, from the governor!
Among the school groups in attendance were Desanta Kahini Middle School, Little Orcas from Auk Bay Elementary, and the Thunder Mountain High School Band. Reporting from the mansion, I'm Danny Peterson.